Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com.
Yeah, Davies! Let's go!
Okay.
Is it loud in your headphones today?
Yeah.
Turn it up! Turn it up!
I'm here.
It's Turn Up Tuesday.
I'm here, I'm awake.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. It's high noon right now. In Austin, Texas. We're going to have to keep moving west, I believe, to keep this. That way we can keep pushing noon back.
Oh, okay.
Noon Pacific, you know.
Right.
Would be 3. Would be 3 p.m.
Hear me out.
Yep.
Hawaiian time.
Oh boy. That island life, dude. We would never
know.
Bob. Yeah, we would never have Bob.
You get Island Bob and you get Island Dan.
Yeah, you sure do.
You start the show every day at like 3.
Moana. We could do the whole thing there. It'd be great. It'd be great. Quick update, kids. We do a Christmas show every single year. Usually we're on air sometimes, or usually we just give something to charity. I know we've done a bunch in the past, for like the last 6 or 7 years. Lazaro Lopez has not had a car. And in a very long time.
Oh.
So here's the deal. His car can only go 32 miles an hour.
Gosh.
Or gives out. And so, and then it's got to rest for 3 hours. So when he comes, he has to stay here for three and a half hours. It's got to rest, and then he can go back home.
I've never heard of that issue.
Now, with traffic, he's able to do it going back and forth from downtown because, let's face it, in Austin, you're not going above 30 miles an hour.
Back roads and such.
Right. So, Bob, let's start the show off with this today because we were talking beforehand, chatted a little bit about it yesterday. I think we're going to hone this in here for next week. What is a used Sebring cost in Austin, Texas?
Convertible optional.
Convertible, because we want him to have his hair flowing in the breeze there, but we're also looking for something cheap that the listeners could help out with here. What do we
let's
got?
See, used Sebring. Look, actually, let's just get him this.
How much is it? Is it a PT Cruiser?
No, it's,
ooh,
it's
that's
better.
A good one too.
Let's get the Chrysler Prowler.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
How much is that thing?
That's $24,000. No way.
$24,000. No, we're not doing that. We can't do that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's nice.
Bob, look, are you understanding?
Are you understanding?
We're
he doesn't seem to understand the assignment.
Okay. So
we're pores here.
Yeah, like.
All right, I'm looking for.
We want
here's
something
a,
not
that, like,
a 2000. I think you can get one in like, I don't know.
I think there's like
just
a
type in used Sebrings.
I did.
And see what happens.
I was getting a lot of 30,000s. So the two, this one from 2000 is $5,000.
How many miles?
$6,000. 50,000 miles.
Oh shit.
Right,
that's
here.
Really that's
good.
Actually great. Yeah,
it's really
convertible.
Good.
Here's another one that this one is 5,000. It's got 93,000 miles.
All right, so Bob, you're in California right now. I really need you to type in Austin and stay focused today.
Come on,
that's
Austin, and then you could even
Oceanside,
kick
Oceanside, California.
You could kick that year back to like a 90.
No. We want him to be able to drive it. Like that's what Joel's going through. I told Joel not to do this.
All right.
Joel's like, no, man. You know what I would love to do is shine up this old car that's been sitting in my garage unused for 15 years.
Hear
and
me
I,
out.
I told him he would never use it one day in Austin, and he hasn't.
What about like an 88 Pontiac Ferrero?
Nope. Guys, we've got to be able to drive. This has got to be functional.
Okay, Bob, Sebring.
2010
Sebring,
Austin, Texas.
On Carfax here, used 2010 Chrysler Sebring, 5,600.
Mm, great.
I mean, if you want a car that runs for days, a Ford Taurus.
That's true.
That's all fine. How about that? How about that beautiful convertible there? How much is that?
$6,000. Home, almost 140,000 miles.
All right.
Ooh, but it's slick. Okay.
So I tell you what I'll do then. I'll take this home with me tonight now that we know the assignments. And I'll dial this up. We'll get the GoFundMe started. And then that way when we get to the Christmas show next Wednesday night, we've got our car in place. We know what we want. We've got an objective. Mm-hmm. And then we can get a used Sebring somewhere in the 5 to 7K range that night. Because we sold some skateboards too. And gave some money to charity, and I think we raised about $7,000 in an hour that night. So let's kind of do that for Lopez. Full disclosure, and I said this on Drinking Bros yesterday, but I'll repeat it on here in case you weren't listening. I've been trying to get him a car for the last year. The sticking point is with Chevy, and I'm shitting on Chevy or anything like that, is the fact that we're called Drinking Bros. And so they don't want drinking associated with driving, and I totally understand that. Look, you know my issues with like Bud Light and shit. This is not one of them. Like, I totally get, hey, dude, we can't have drinking associated with driving and all that
for
stuff.
Sure.
So I'm respectful for that. I did take, you know, a ton of meetings. He does a lot of stuff for us, you know, as far as modeling goes. And he should be paid like a high-priced model. And
yeah.
I think a nice usable car for the new year would be great.
What if we get fancy here? 1999 Mazda Miata, $9,000.
Luff balloons there.
$9,000 is a lot.
That's
a
lot.
I think we're looking
in that 5 to 7 range.
When's
there.
The last year they made a Fiesta?
A Ford Fiesta? Oh, they're still making them now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's still a thing right now.
Okay.
Ford Fiesta there.
Yeah, here's one. 2014 Ford Fiesta, $6,000.
Put the camera on Jesse here. I'm going to see if I can get Lastro Lopez on the phone.
That's a 5,000. Okay.
We're just going to kind of scroll through these.
Yeah, that's
5,000.
Oh, what's that? Okay, that 5,000. That red one.
Here, yeah. I got to get within. It didn't auto fill the whatever, the fucking
sure
zip code. But.
Or like a Suzuki.
I think a nice convertible would be great, though. He would love that.
It really would be, but that really ups.
Yeah.
Last row, you're live on Ross Patterson Revolution. How are you, buddy?
Oh, fantastic. How's it going?
You can say fuck. I know that's what you were about to say, and you switched it to fantastic at the last second.
Hello, Scott, yeah, sweet boy.
Right. I can cuss. Fuck, dude. I'm good.
All right. So, hey, you still don't have a car, correct?
Correct.
All right. So every year we try to give back for Christmas. You've been a part of several of these shows. This year we're going to get you a car next Wednesday night, and we're going to have people donate and try to help you out here. We're looking at like a Sebring convertible. Is that something you would like?
Oh, yeah, dude. Right? A Sebring touring.
But he needs something with his hair, the permed hair in the breeze.
And that we can use for content.
Natural, baby. It's not a perm.
Oh, it's not a perm. Forgive me, dude. Man, I'm sorry about that.
That's the half Mexican curls in me, man.
It is the half Mexican curls in you. Craig, it's also the other half that works.
$300.
Whoa, Craig, not now. Not now, Craig.
Craig, I love you. Not now.
No, I'd say what? You can't delete it, but I'll call you after the show, Craig. I promise. We'll talk about some other shit.
We'll save it, Craig.
We'll try not to do it through YouTube either.
Yeah, we're not going to do it through YouTube. I'll set up a GoFundMe so that way they're not taking 30%. Like,
ooh.
I will do this properly tonight. You have my word.
Craig, we'll donate that. We'll take yours to the GoFundMe. Don't worry.
Wait, yes.
What's going on?
Yeah, so we're...
I know.
What's happening? At the Christmas show next Wednesday night... we do a giveaway every year for Drinking Bros or a cause or something like that. The cause is going to be to get you a car. I just told the story on the show here. So we're going to get you a used car next Wednesday night on the show. Would that be something you want as a Sebring with a convertible option there?
That'd be wicked badass. Yeah.
Okay. Wicked badass. Anything else? Like a Charger? Used Chargers are pretty cheap as well. Are you a fast car guy?
Yeah, oh, yeah, hell yeah. That Tracy Chapman song is really good.
The fact that he didn't say Luke Combs makes me love him more for that statement. Yes, the Tracy Chapman was the best version ever. No need to remake that. Thank you, Scott. Okay, so what we're going to do is set this up tonight, and then Wednesday nights when we do the live Christmas show, we'll be raising money for a Sebring for Last Row there. And we'll see you next Wednesday night, okay, sweet boy?
That is incredible. Appreciate it.
All right. We love you. We'll see you at the show next Wednesday night. I'll put this together tonight, and we'll start to get this out to the crowd. Let me find a good one, though, that we can really wrap our minds around. Like a yellow one, you know, something like that. They make bright yellow, which is very nice.
Or like a turquoise.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's very unassuming, those bright yellow ones that you see. So something like that.
Matches my Baja Mexico vibe, you know?
Anything that matches my Baja Mexico vibe. Oh, I love it.
La Vida Loca, as they say.
Yeah, they did say that before Ricky Martin touched his nephew. Hey, we appreciate you being on, buddy. We love you.
Love you too, man. Appreciate it.
All right, cool. So, hey, I'll be in touch after the show, and then we'll set this up, and we'll get it going for next Wednesday night.
Sounds good. Awesome.
All right, buddy. Sebring. Sebring for Scott, dude. Is there a LeBaron for Lopez? What are we?
Yeah, okay. So I was trying to think of a play on, like, we're not doing toys for tots. We're doing cars for grown men.
However,
that's like our charity.
We really did, though, do toys for tots, I think the first 2 years, but it was for Drinking Bros.
Yeah, yeah.
And we bought a ton of stuff. This one, in all sincerity, there's not a nicer guy than Scott Lopez. I know, Delco, you drove with him, I think, all the way to Nashville one time. Like, is there a better human being on the planet
than Scott?
Yes.
No.
No. So I think this would be rad. He really does need a car, and I've tried relentlessly for a year. Shout out to Red Circle and those guys, our sponsors, our ad agencies, because they really did try to hook this up.
Mm-hmm.
So I took meetings. I even shot a commercial for Chevy behind the scenes.
Oh, right.
It was never released. We shot it just for Chevy, and I sent it into Chevy. They were very polite and just said, hey, the drinking thing. And I was like, all right, cool. So I'll dial this in tonight, and then we'll have more info throughout the week. And that way, maybe there'll be some pre-cash before we get the Wednesday night show started. Mm-hmm. And then maybe he might be able to get something a little nicer. We don't know.
Ross was actually in that Alzheimer's commercial.
Oh, yeah, for Chevy.
Your scene got cut.
You guys played that.
I made
already,
Jesse
right?
watch that last night on.
My only gripe is that it was too long. That's all. I liked the sentiment.
Was she a fucking? She should have been nominated for a Golden Globe.
Oh
yesterday.
My goodness.
Yeah. That dead-eyed stare.
Oh.
Holy shit!
It was
shit.
Like I said this off air yesterday, but it was like they found a real ghost.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yes. Like an actual yeah. fucking
ghost. Didn't she
ghost.
Look familiar too, though? Like, is she an Oscar-winning actress?
You right?
No, I don't know, but like...
I got messages as soon as we aired that show about, I don't know, 30 seconds afterwards. So one of our listeners, let's see if I can bring it up on Twitter.
He cut the clip within 5 minutes of the show.
Correct.
I mean, still live.
We were still live, and the clip was already on my Twitter. The guy's amazing. I'll give him a shout out here in a second, but... the beauty of it was he goes, we know this commercial wasn't true because the grandma would have turned, this is Ken Murray. He goes, the grandma would have turned to that pixie haired granddaughter and just right. said, what the fuck are you doing with that haircut as a girl?
Are you my son? Yeah. Are you my granddaughter? My grandson.
My grandson.
Get out of here. Yeah.
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 Said, I cry foul on this commercial. because a woman that old would have crushed the granddaughter for having short hair and called her all kinds of inappropriate things by today's standards.
Well, a lot of things would happen. There would have been screaming. There would have been, you know, it would have been a lot. Real life, it would have been a lot more tragic than it was, right?
Yeah.
But they were creating this, you know, beautiful fantasy holiday world.
Uh-huh.
And I went on the ride. Except for it was just too long. I've never seen so much dialogue.
I know.
In a commercial.
They spent the money on it. The other weird thing, too, is watching it back with you last night. The only other Chevy I saw in it was the new Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else was like an older version of Chevy. So it was kind of hard to tell. Like, oh, what are we
By the
doing
way, that
here?
Fucking Suburban that they were driving in.
Yeah. Dope as shit. The old
Sick,
one.
Sick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, Chevy makes dope shit.
Used to, yeah.
They make dope shit. The Tahoe.
No, they do. I'm just saying, like,
nice,
as
bro.
Far as like the.
Oh yeah.
The most amazing car in the whole.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But either way, we should have given that dead-eyed stare woman a fucking Oscar, whatever their equivalent is for commercials.
Commercial
I don't know
Grammy.
What it is.
Yeah.
So
commercial Emmy.
I was up late last night, working. Couldn't really sleep that much. I went down a rabbit hole. As far as this one woman's story is concerned, and I felt awful. I wanted to play it for you guys here because I want to get your reactions to it. The internet has kind of taken this into a million different directions here.
Okay.
And actually, the video you're about to see, I'll preface this by saying this is real. It's serious. She's very sincere. And I'm curious as to what everybody's reactions
I feel
were.
Like I'm getting set up here.
You're not getting set up, I promise. Okay, for real. Go ahead and play this.
I will never be planning a birthday party or party for anyone ever again. I am planning my boyfriend's 30th birthday, and I got a huge rental property with pickleball courts, and it's gonna have a taco caterer, and it's so perfect. It has everything he loves. His parents helped me pitch in for it, and it's going to be so nice, and he's going to love it. None of his friends are coming. I invited about 20 of them, and none of them can make it. And it's heartbreaking, it's disappointing, and I don't have the heart to tell him. That and I like wanted this to be so special, and I feel like it's my fault. I feel like I let him down.
Okay, so with
you
that,
did.
Oh, did she?
Okay, go. No,
no, no, no. So tell me your first thoughts on it because I want to hear it fresh.
So it was going to be a surprise.
It was, but then none of the friends can come.
Well, and before you book anything, you have to reach out to the friends.
I think that's
let
what
them
she was
know.
Doing.
Yeah.
Oh, so she didn't book it?
No.
Oh.
She was like,
she was just
it up.
Saying he, all of his friends are kind of bailing on him.
Yeah.
And can't make his 30th.
Can't make his 30th birthday party. First of all, marry this girl. She's great. Like,
I know.
Anybody who would go through the trouble of that. is amazing, but...
But then why can't... So they don't want to come because they don't like him, or she can't find... We can't find another day?
It's going viral right now because men are trying to justify being sigmas and not really having true friends.
Like, people which is like, so fucking stupid.
Okay.
Like, it's so fucking stupid to me. I mean, this set off a bunch of weird reactions, and I'll kind of breeze through them here with you because I think they're all justified. One of them said, if you're renting a rental property with a pickleball court, typically this is in the middle of nowhere, it's probably a very long drive for people, and that's a no-go. Now, you and I just recently went to an event like this. It was out in the middle of nowhere, mm-hmm. at an Airbnb, had a nice very house hard. And all the nice things and everything else. They were able to get the people there. Now, the people didn't stay long, but it didn't matter because it was a meeting. But this was a business setting, and then it was over after that. This wasn't just homies hanging out at somebody's house. But to me, that shouldn't really matter. If that's one of your best friends and it's his 30th fucking party, cool, man. If you have to drive the hour and a half, do it, right?
Yeah, but people don't have 20 best friends, right?
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. That was somebody else's comments. Do any of you have 20 best friends?
No. I probably have a group of maybe like 5 or 6 of
that's
people.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but then I have like 20 to 25 like really good friends that are, and then there's like 30 that are like party friends. So like you kind of have a tier system. I wouldn't go to the party friends. You would just hang out with every now and then. And you have a good time with them.
You don't.
But
even
you
text
would never
those people.
You would never ask them to do like anything.
You have
remotely.
5 best friends.
Yes, more than that. Oh. Now we've been on the same text thread for years now. At this point, right? Mm. So let me see. Here.
Yeah, but even that, like,
most of my best friends don't live here, though.
That's the thing, is like, if they're traveling, you're the first to be like, dude, I can't. You, Ross.
Me?
Yes. You're the first to be like, dude, I can't travel. I'm
if it's a,
I can't fly into whatever to go to this.
If it's a far away wedding or something like that, yes. But if it's near you, and you got to imagine some of the 20 friends have to be near this guy, right?
I'd imagine most of them are, but if maybe he's, this is from where he's from. You know what I mean? Like, we're kind of thinking with our, like, oh, we moved to a different city brain. Yep. He could be in his hometown.
If it's in his hometown, that's a lot bigger conversation. I think it's.
All right. So I'm looking at my text thread, right? For what I consider my best friends, mm-hmm. from college. And then I'll mix these in with real life friends today. So I've got 7 here that are on this thread. Yeah, I would pretty much do anything for them. The only person I didn't was a wedding that was in Mexico because it was far. I think we had just had a newborn. Mm-hmm. I think Jax was just born, actually. Mm-hmm. And it was just impossible at that point trying to line it up to go to Mexico.
I talked to him and he was like, I'm having it there to weed people out. So like, don't.
That's what he said?
Yeah. Okay. And he was like, look, I'm just trying to go to Mexico and like vacation and. Do you know what I mean? Like,
great. So that's that's a fun thing. But like, then the other part of me was thinking, because Delco, you're, you know, around 30 here. The amount of weddings you've gone to in the last 2 years is astronomical. How many people is that total?
What, the last couple of years?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been in my 20s and 30s. I've probably been to like 15 weddings.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I think in my life I've been to under 5. Under 5 total there. So it's strange, man. 20 people and you can't get 5 to 10 to show? Because even that would be fine with family and whatnot, right?
And your own friends.
Yeah. So like,
I don't have enough info here.
That's the point of this, right? If they are his best friends, how do you not get any of them to go?
Yeah, something's up.
Something's up.
I think it's got to be bad planning.
It's bad planning. I don't have enough information. Or, I don't know where these people live. I don't know how far in advance she asked. I don't know if she booked the thing already and now she's trying to get people to come.
But that's the beauty of it, right? Like, we have...
She said the parents pitched in. That means she's already got all the stuff.
We have friends coming in Friday night, correct?
What?
You and I have friends coming in Friday night and we're going to a dinner downtown?
Oh, Saturday, but yeah.
Saturday, okay. So how long ago was that planned? And then how many people are going to that?
It's... 5 people.
Okay. But still, she couldn't get five people.
It's their family dinner. They've accepted us into their family.
Okay.
But that's it, they're getting together because they're family.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. And they've invited two people.
I didn't know.
And it was hard for us
are...
to like work it out.
Gotcha.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Maybe he was the one that moved out, right? And all of his like really good friends are out of town. Maybe they're not doing that well. They can't expense the travel.
It's 30, right?
At 30, you're, though?
Yeah, you're 30.
I have some loser friends that aren't doing well at 30.
30, okay. You're just trying to get shit going. Again, I need more info because I know really horrible planners in my life. I have been that. Right?
Okay.
So like, and then you go, oh my God. And you're just like, girl, what? Like you, what weekend is this? Is there a big game? Like I need to know what is going on. And I'm not getting anything except for a crying girl because friends won't show up. And I understand. It's super sad.
But it's guessing is what that's why this is taken off. Everybody's trying to figure it out. So a friend of mine.
I hate when people make you guess. Like, just tell me what?
I'm just saying, like, guess. That's the fun part of it. Like, what do you think?
Oh, okay.
And like I have a friend who just got married on a football game Saturday. And all of us were like, well, dude. You know, you like, why did you let your wife plan it on that day? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he's a diehard football fan. You get it. This just went viral now. So football is out of the equation at this point, right?
Some things are bigger than sports, Ross.
I guess
not
so.
Not to him.
I guess so. But 30? Look, if it was on a football game Saturday, I wouldn't plan a wedding on that if it's near your hometown.
You lose touch with people at 30. Because like all your college buddies, I mean, I had a bunch of fraternity brothers that I kept in contact with until probably 26, 27. I only keep in contact with maybe five or six now.
Oh man, I mean,
yeah, I'm down. So that's correct. I'm down to seven. So I'm down to seven after all these years. But I could still get him to go to things.
Bob, does she have a follow up video? Can you go to her?
I'll check her TikTok.
Does she? Also,
that was TikTok. Yeah.
It's always weird at a wedding too when the guy has a bunch of groomsmen, but the girl doesn't really have that many friends, and she has like two or three bridesmaids, so they have to like walk. Sometimes it's a different dynamic. It's always weird when one of the people in the relationship have less friends.
Yeah, and it kind of seems like, do they have any friends together? How long have they been together? Like, when I'm planning something, I plan it with the girls, right? And then they bring their husbands.
Right.
So, like, I'm not texting your friends for a party. Like, I'm texting the wives or the girls or the girlfriends and being like, hey, we're doing this party thing. Bring your boyfriend who's also, you know what I mean?
Has anybody planned a birthday party, like, surprise for you?
No.
Okay. It happened to me one time, and like I genuinely didn't know, and most of the friends came, and I was like, "Holy shit, okay." Mm-hmm. I would just have a hard time believing that out of the 20, you couldn't get 5 to 7.
All right. Well, first off, let's get a little more information here. First off, 287,000 followers. Okay.
But, I think this was probably from that video.
I don't think
correct?
So because she has
really?
An email that says Danielle@currentsmanagement.com. So she's got a
so she's
repped. Manage.
Okay, yeah, she's repped by somebody.
And yeah, this is not what she went viral from. In fact, I can't even like I'll have to find.
Was
the
there a
video.
Follow up? Yeah, I was gonna say, was there a follow up from that of like, hey, this went viral, and then all the friends ended up coming?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know how old this is. Like it just because it started going viral, or just because
yeah,
viral.
So maybe it was on a shitty game day or something like that. But that's another thing that's fascinating about the internet and TikTok and all this bullshit.
Wait,
something could pop off later and
what?
Pull up my person. I want to see this dude.
Oh yeah, let's see the guy. Okay,
a little heavier, bearded.
He seems like a nice guy though. Yeah, this is a nice little
dude. What are you saying? Like, of course, fatty doesn't have friends. Oh, he's only got one leg.
Oh my God!
No.
So he's military. I think he was wearing a Black Rifle coffee hat.
Oh, yeah. So veteran. Oh.
Okay.
Perhaps he does have one leg.
He has one leg, and he cut. Come on, man.
I'm not saying he is a veteran, but that tattoo.
No,
that tattoo screams Army.
Yeah, and
Marine
so does the hat and everything else. So yeah. one would gotta think at a certain, oh man, that, fuck, dude. God damn it. I didn't know. I didn't want to know that. Now I feel even worse for this dude. Homie's missing a leg and his bros won't show up.
I think it's shitty planning. Yeah, I think the internet fucked you over.
Yeah.
No, look at that. They're hopping on the beach. Look at that. Popped up that video, Bob.
Or if all of his friends are also military, maybe they don't have a ton of money to travel.
Or maybe they're overseas serving still.
That too.
Shit, dude.
Boom. And
I think it's a real relationship. This is real. These are
real
people.
No, it's a real relationship, but I think you got duped by someone that knows how to make things go viral.
Yeah.
And I think you fed right into it.
Now this sounds to me like she wanted to plan this thing, and 20 dudes were like, dude, I can't make it that weekend. That's a bad weekend. Like, and she was like, no,
because they're all over the country. They're veterans.
She's like, don't worry. I'll make lemonade out of these lemons.
Oh, man, dude. He's got one leg and his fucking bros bounced on him. That sucks, dude.
That's not the story.
Either way, now
I don't think that's the story.
Now I'm going down another road here. Like, if you're not going to show up for your one-legged buddy, who are you going to show up for? Now I feel worse. Now I feel fucking worse about it, dude.
Maybe they don't like her.
She seems fine.
Does she?
Yes. What's wrong with her?
Nothing. I mean, she's just calculated.
Just classic Jesse hating women.
I know, dude. Nobody hates women more than Jesse. It's
crazy.
No,
I hate you more now.
That I fucking know, dude. But this... She seems normal. He's got one leg. Show up to the party.
Oh, I think he lost it in a motorcycle accident.
Oh, fuck. All right, so not a veteran, maybe?
Well, could be both.
Does he talk about it here?
This is just a situation, like a big cut of all different stuff, but he was on the news talking about it.
Oh, wow, dude.
Boom.
You still got to show up for him there, you know? He's got the bendy leg and everything else.
He's a football coach.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Just get his players to come.
Look at all this, Bob. Oh, he's... Come on, man. Show up to his party. Show up to his fucking party, dude. You don't do that.
He's playing pickleball, yeah.
He was playing pickleball?
Yeah, at the end there.
Damn it, man. I love this dude. Where is all right? What's that? What's the shirt say? SDSU? Is that South Dakota State?
Or San Diego State? San Diego State. I saw her wearing some San Diego State stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Man.
Can you actually, Bob, for me, I think there was other videos of her crying into the camera.
Yeah, I'll try to find one.
Yeah, Bob's choked up over there. Bob's choked up over the missing leg. Bob's not even a friend and he'd show up at this party, dude.
No, keep going. I think she's like laying. No, keep going.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for another video that she's crying that she's may like, have gotten a lot of views and then she used it again.
By the way, I haven't seen...
She seems like the happiest person of all time.
I haven't seen the actual video in question on her profile yet, but this is definitely her. Like it is.
I wonder if she took it.
Maybe she deleted it because it got too intense.
Yeah.
Like, what's
I don't
that
see
one?
Her crying in any posts.
Yeah. So I don't see any sort of like
negative. This is a normal girl. There's no thirst trap pictures either.
She's just having a good little time.
Yeah, dude, with her one-legged boyfriend trying to plan
Here
a party.
We go. My true form of therapy. It's pizza.
I'm honestly feeling very stressed and overwhelmed. Mine feels very all over the place. I'm going to go to my happy place. I don't know. Oh my gosh, pizza sounds so good right now.
She's going to pizza, Del Mar Pizza, dude. Look at that. Sunshine.
Pizza on
Oh,
the
Jesse,
beach.
Come on, man. Come on.
San Diego.
Normal person here.
Jesse's just a hater.
I know. It's nuts, isn't it? It's absolutely nuts. Well,
no,
look.
I'm just skeptical. I'm not a hater. I'm just skeptical of anything on the internet or anything that's like, I don't know. I think in my mind, I don't believe that anyone crying into camera is just genuine. I don't know. And doesn't have ulterior motives. That's just where my mind is now because of what the internet has done to me.
You make fun of me all the time where you're like, hey, everything's not a conspiracy, but you're in it too now.
No, that's not a conspiracy. That's real life. As far as the internet is concerned.
Jesse, I agree.
Am I wrong?
Jesse just thinks the worst of everybody.
I know.
Which I agree with. You should always be
Delco
skeptical.
Does too. Yeah, Delco does too. It's like...
I agree
today
with Jesse.
Is not the day to be on his side.
I'm not on your
he
side.
He's like, hasn't slept. He's going through it.
No, I'm not.
We're not going to be on his side today.
I feel great today.
Do
I
you?
Feel sad for the one-legger. I feel
look,
sad for
sad.
The one-legger.
It's sad, but I think, look, anyone that spends any time on Instagram or TikTok, you have to be skeptical of it, right?
I agree.
Or no?
I agree. I mean, who doesn't want to take a trip to San Diego to see their one-legged boy?
Yes.
Something's up with her.
Something's up with the actual story. Something's up with the story. That's all. Not her. Not their relationship. She is a real person.
These are normal people, man.
But I think even the best normal person, when they see a view count, goes crazy and does things specifically for that.
Some people start
to have sponsors. They start to make money from it.
Some people
start to get things from it. And
you weren't
have
like that.
To.
You weren't like that.
What do you mean weren't like that? What?
You had a video that hit 29 million views. People were stopping you in the street and calling you wine girl. Do you remember that?
Yes, but I don't.
I know, but you didn't do anything with it after that. You didn't care. You didn't do any of the things. So like, yes, it's possible. Just to post fun videos. Some of them take off. Some of them don't. But
why don't you start your own prank series?
You know what I mean? Dude, a bunch of people asked her to do a bunch of weird shit.
Just go start pranking your kids. Just be mean to your kids on camera for money.
Yeah.
But really, guys, really. I never once when I'm crying have thought ever, ever, ever to turn the fucking camera on. That's all. Like that kind of stuff. It just is like, what is in your brain that makes you turn the camera on while you're crying and have, you know, there's something off about that. Whatever it is, genuine or not, there's something fucking weird about that. Yes or no? Yes or yes?
Yeah. Look, I've never cried or thought about turning the camera on when I'm crying just to see.
The impetus to do that in itself to me is weird. That's all. Not saying that she wasn't really crying. I'm not saying that she wasn't really sad. I'm not saying that she's not a real person. I'm saying who in the fuck goes, oh my God.
Like, why is she out in her fucking boyfriend for being a loser?
I know. That came up as well.
And she said in the video, I don't have the heart to tell him. You're on fucking TikTok.
Yeah. Where I have to imagine he follows you.
He's in all of your shit.
Or if he doesn't have social media, but if it goes viral, then yeah, that's not
I
the way you want
to
find out.
Heart
but
to
it
tell
does
him.
Appear she deleted it. So, you know, look, it gone out there and that's it. But does she have a YouTube page too?
Yeah, but it's not really.
Okay. Just like 8 videos?
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
That's not her platform.
Subscribers. Yeah, this is her platform.
It's not her platform.
It's not her platform of choice. Look.
Either way.
I'm actually not talking shit about her as a person.
No, go off.
I did already.
Yeah. The two of you guys. Negative Nellies over there.
We're not negative. We're realistic.
I think we're on these more than you are.
On TikTok?
Just like scrolling more than you do.
Yeah, I don't really use that shit that much. We have one, obviously, but it's run by Danny, our social media chick.
My side of the algorithm that I'm on, which I'm trying to get off, is stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like people showing their dead babies and shit. Like, I don't...
Yeah, sure.
What's in your algorithm?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Babies, yeah.
So because I like...
Palestine.
Because yeah. I was like looking up... No, not that. Oh. At all, actually.
Just
nothing
stillborn babies.
Nothing political. I just, because I was like looking up like being old and pregnant one time, then it's like all I get is like miscarriage and holding the stillbirth. And I'm just like, what made you? So I'm on this weird, horrible side that I just go like, people are fucking insane when it comes to turning the camera on.
Me and Rob have been working on the internet for a decade now. I'm surprised you're so like... optimistic and almost trusting of others.
Bob
can't keep me down.
Yeah, you can't.
Bob, are you trusting?
Bob and I are in a yes and, you know, it's a yes and.
Do you believe, Bob, you believe like when you see stuff like this that it's completely 100% genuine and there's no thought in the back of her mind? Of like, if I cry and if I tell this story.
I think it's like real, but she doesn't like, but it's also not because there's no separation also, between reality and her feed. So like, but that
she
is her
reality. She
looks
young
now.
Too. Yeah. So like that brain is already set up to just turn on the camera all the time. Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's not a weird thing.
This is no different. I mean, I know people from 12 years ago, they would tweet through it. Right. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And now they're TikToking through it. And I don't necessarily like, it's just, it's real, but it's fake. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's fake, but it's real.
To someone, it's real.
Yeah.
Someone's real is another person's fake. I don't know.
I don't know. It's not a lie if you believe it.
Yeah. I believe Homegirl and Homeboy with the one leg. I bet you one of our listeners, I'm looking through the chat right now, will be able to find this guy by the end of the day, and we'll figure this out.
We could probably find it.
Yeah.
Figure this out for sure.
I don't think we want to really dig deeper, do we?
Sarah said, I wonder if she has Munchausen syndrome. I don't know. I don't know, okay? I'm not willing to go down that road today. What I do know is this.
Sarah, I'm super into Munchausen and Munchausen by proxy right now, too. So
show up at your friend's party, especially if he has one leg. I've never said no to friends with one leg. Never. Yeah. Yeah. I've got a few. Right. And I'll never say no, you know? Mm. But I liked it. It was a nice sentiment, and I'm sorry you didn't get to play pickleball, okay? Yeah. But hopefully there's a follow-up, but just not with his buddies, you know, not with his homies.
So go with your girlfriend, family.
I know. Look, he's got a nice girlfriend. They live in San Diego. Life is great down there. It's beautiful.
And by the way, find him. See if we can see pictures of him with friends. She may have him isolated. That's all I'm saying.
Let's see if he's tagged.
She may have isolated him from his friends.
We find his Instagram. It's just the pictures of them.
Yeah, and that would be probably the reason why the friends aren't coming.
Who knows? Who knows? But she seems lovely. Now, the couple that doesn't seem real happy together is this Kanye and his new wife, Bianca. So the parents have stepped in and said, hey, we think you're trapped in like a cult here. The cult of Kanye, and you need to get out of it.
Her friends, yeah.
Problem is, Kanye might be dropping a banger of an album soon. So, like, I don't know if you can stop it. We're on YouTube today, so we can't play this.
We also found
the guy. I knew it. Don't put it on.
No, we won't.
Don't put it on screen.
He's private. And he's only got like 600 followers. So
okay.
Former San Diego State football player.
Shit.
Okay.
Oh, and then he's got Nub Life, dude.
Yeah.
God
seems
damn
cool.
It. I love that dude with one leg. He does seem cool.
Look, they seem great.
Yeah.
Also, stole valor from me and Rob. We just assumed he was a veteran.
Well, I mean, look, it's a good guess. You know, he kind of fits the build.
He's got a beard and one leg.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry.
That's immediately where I'm going to go with it.
Stereotypes. There's sometimes they are true. Sometimes they are true.
Right.
But yeah, with the Kanye thing, by the way, the internet started freaking out last night. He's doing listening parties for the new album. He got the rights to an NSYNC song.
Oh.
And so that's in the background there. And people are Backstreet. I think it's Backstreet Boys, actually.
And do you have to get the rights to do cover?
Yeah. So it's the actual song. So he's not covering it.
Oh, he's sampling
it. He's sampling it.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like we've always said, you come out with bangers, you can beat anything in this life. So who knows what's going to happen there. But good for him, because we don't have shit out right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we have absolutely nothing.
What did he show up at
the last guy on SNL? Who was that last week? I didn't even hear about this guy until he did a remix with Kanye. It was a very Northmen, North of Richmond song.
Noah Kahan?
Yes. That's it.
He has a song with
Post Malone.
Yeah.
So I on the way here listening to FM radio. Still haven't fixed the serious thing. I just haven't called. I've just been lazy. But they play that song every hour on the hour. It's great. I was unaware that this person had that song before them, and then Post Malone decided to help him out and do a duet there. Now it's huge, and he was on Saturday Night Live over the weekend performing. Did you know that guy?
That was 2 weeks. Yeah, I knew him before that. That was 2 weeks ago, though, okay? My girl Olivia Rodrigo was performing this past week.
Yeah.
So. Oh shit!
Overshadowed.
How was she?
She was great.
Yeah, I'm sure she was.
The episode was terrible, but
Wow.
Adam Driver was completely wasted.
They're all fucking. I heard that. Was that true?
Yeah.
People thought he was super fucked up.
Oh, who? I mean, what? He was wasted. His talent was wasted.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean,
I don't know. He didn't seem drunk.
All right.
I mean, why wouldn't you have a few drinks while you're doing
SNL? I was going to say, but that's the infamous part, right? So everybody usually does a few shots beforehand because of nerves. So I didn't know if it was because of that as well. But yeah, they're wasting everybody on that fucking show. It's a wasteland. The musical guests are still great. How do they find that fucking guy?
Probably. I mean, Dial Drunk was a pretty big, like fairly big hit, I guess. But then he had a song before that. It's all the same album, but Season of the Stick was all over the radio.
Yeah, so I remember that. And then when Jesse pulled it up, I was like, all right, cool. I know that song. But shocked to see him on SNL. Good for them.
But you know, they do that a lot. I mean, they've been doing that forever. Like, they had Dave Matthews Band on in like 94.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, like where they were nothing.
Yeah, so. Their music department has always been ahead of the curve over there, for sure. But I went back through his catalog on YouTube, and it's very much just set up a camera in the middle of the woods or the farm or whatever, and then just shoot your shit. And that's, I guess, what he went viral for. Because it's identical to the other guy, Oliver Anthony.
Yeah, one came before the other.
Oliver Anthony did.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Noah Kahan was around.
Noah Kahan was first.
Check it. I saw Oliver Anthony's shit. It said 4 years on his videos. I don't know how long Homeboy's doing it, but same type of setup there. I like it. I think it's great because it legitimately gives anyone a fucking chance to make it. And if one of these things take off, so I went back into the Noah Kahan guys thing, and it was that Stick song that went first. And then the other song came afterwards.
I mean, his first album came out in 2019. I have it on Apple Music.
Oh, right? No shit. Yeah, is that good?
I haven't listened to it. I don't know. I've only listened to his current album.
Look at that. Bob's just downloading shit and not listening to it. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't listened to it yet?
No, I
listened to Stick Season, the new one, but I have not listened to any of his other shit.
Okay. James, we got some sponsors that put this show on the air. Hard to believe, but we do. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinking bros over there. You know it's 50% off still?
Oh, really?
Yeah. You believe that?
Oh, my gosh. Well,
50% off.
Happy holidays
to you.
Until we sleep again.
Until we meet again. And if you're going to meet again, you might as well meet in a ghost bed. All right. Whatever happens, happens. 50% off mattresses, sheets, pillows, adjustable bases, RV mattresses, you name it. 50% off over there at ghostbed.com/drinking bros. All you got to do is just type in that promo code drinking bros at checkout and you're good to go, friend. Plus, when you check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay as you go program. No interest, as long as you have decent credit over there. And guess what? That deal of 50% off is still good with that. You can stretch it out over 3 years over there. Load up the cart, Johnny, and then check out and stretch it out over 3 years. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today and type in that promo code drinking bros. Next up, we got mybookie.com. Promo code drinking bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I don't know how you guys are doing on the NFL this year, but, me personally, dog shit. Absolute dog shit. Two more upsets last night. Miami Dolphins lost. They're losers. Soft team. A lot of you knew that, though. So maybe you bet on it. Congratulations. A lot of people are betting on Tommy DeVito. Oh! Led him on a game-winning drive last night. Last second field goal. The whole family's going bug fuck there. Saw the pictures of the agent. None of this seems real. Feels like a lost episode from The Sopranos there. I love it. However, I did not pick them winning against Green Bay last night. But a lot of you guys did. Look, it's the season of the underdog out there. You can actually win a lot more money by picking the underdog. Plus, college bowl season's about to start over there, so you can bet on all the bowl games. It's a blast. Let's face it. You got family in town. You need to throw a little money on the games to feel alive inside. And I get it. Go to mybookie.com, type in that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit and gamble on the winners, dude. Get off the couch and get into the action today at mybookie.com. Last but not least, we got hardafseltzer.com. We're live. Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, the whole eastern seaboard of North Carolina, Ohio, and Texas will be open on Friday. The shipment came in, 15 minutes ago. It's here. It's here. It's in Austin, Texas. They'll be open in Austin, Dallas, and Houston. We'll keep you abreast of the stores on Thursdays. We start to go along here, opening up the state of Texas. Now look, if you're in the Southeast, you can hit every single Total Wines down there. Wilmington, North Carolina, we're in the Total Wines. Every single brunches down there. We're in it, dude. Love fucking brunches. Can't wait to go back over Christmas and have a nice meal. Huge fan of brunches, and we're in every single one of them down there. Columbus, Ohio. You guys are going to be raging for the Mizzou game there over the holidays. Head on into the Short North Tavern down there. Urban Meyer's Pint House in Dublin. Standard Hall down there. 14-0 Liquors on campus. North Campus Market. All that stuff. Tuscaloosa. Head on over to that Star Mart, that Shell station on 1405 University Boulevard. Corks and Tops. You guys are in the playoffs. You're going to be loading up for the game. Take some with you. It's 8%. Over there, and then we're live on Auburn. Shit, Georgia, University of Georgia. Sorry you guys didn't get in the playoffs. But we're everywhere. And then the beauty is, too, with us being in Houston, the national championship in college football is in Houston this year. So perhaps we'll go down there and have a nice big tailgate with Hard AF Seltzer for everybody. I don't really care who the final two teams are. It's down to four. They're all four good teams, so at least it'll be a good game. We're not going to get a TCU this year, I think, and it should be fun. Support us and support the show by going to hardafseltzer.com today. Type in your city or zip into the store locator. It'll take you to the store nearest you, or we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Proud of you. Either way, I'm proud of you. Golden Globe nominations came out yesterday. Barbenheimer dominated everything across the board. 9 for Barbie, 8 for Oppenheimer over there. Nothing for Flamin' Hot, Bob. Thank God. Thank God.
Good to go.
We got nothing on Flamin' Hot there, so we're okay for now. Some of these, though, are kind of shocking. Look, you saw Barbie. Should she be Best Actress, Margot Robbie?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No, but who's she against? Sorry, I don't know that.
She is, so obviously they divide it up between comedy and drama.
Right.
So she's a comedy, whatever.
Okay.
Let's see, actress in a musical or comedy. She's against Fantasia Barrino in The Color Purple.
That's fucking insanity to me. But it's a musical. And she did it on Broadway, I think, right?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, or did they just film the musical? Yeah. Or
I mean, no, they made a movie out of
it's
the
a live action version of the musical.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, it looks beautiful. I think maybe the cinematographer got nominated. But as far as people wanting to see The Color Purple musical in theaters, it fucking bombs. Like, nobody wants to see that. Who was behind that?
And they were like,
hey, yeah, it's out.
They love a musical, man.
Yeah.
Well, not. Not America, obviously, because right. They're not doing well. But yeah. It did well on Broadway. Jennifer Lawrence is in there for No Hard Feelings. Okay, so this is the comedy section,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I want Emma Stone for Poor Things. And
have
I
you seen it?
I haven't even seen it yet.
Oh, yeah. When's
I
it come
know.
Out?
I think it's out now.
I think it's probably like limited release right now or something.
Okay.
You know, it's award season.
That's just what I'm throwing out there.
For Emma Stone?
Yeah.
All right.
I can see that.
Yeah.
A, she's awesome.
But then,
and B, that movie looks good.
And you know, once they combine these for the Academy Awards, she's going to go up against some pretty big hitters like Margot Robbie. I mean, she might get elbowed out. She probably won't. I bet she gets nominated for the.
I don't know that she Best Actress for Barbie.
She'll get nominated for sure. But you got Lily Gladstone in Killers of the Flower Moon, Carey Mulligan in Maestro. You got to think those two are probably the fucking.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because in Oscars they don't go separate.
Yeah. For reviews for Maestro have been lights out. So yeah, Carrie Mulligan's a shoo-in probably.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely getting it.
And then you probably will get some combination of. So I honestly, you'll probably get those two, maybe other people from the drama, but then from comedy, I wouldn't be surprised to see some combo of Margot Robbie, Emma Stone, and Natalie Portman from May, December.
Yeah, so I'll read these off to you here. So for Best Motion Picture Drama, we got Oppenheimer. To me, you can just pretty much end it after that. That was one of the greatest dramas of all time. Killers of the Flower Moon, which Delco, I think you're the only one that saw it and you didn't like it, right?
It was fine.
Everybody else had the exact same comment you did. Friends of mine who have seen it, they were
just
like,
way too long.
Yep. They were like, it was fine. I'll never see it again. It's too long. And I liked Oppenheimer better. Maestro, haven't seen that yet. That is a Netflix movie, by the way. So maybe we'll get that at Christmas. Okay. I think they're going to do a theatrical and then some type of release, obviously on Netflix, soon afterwards. Past Lives. I don't know what that is. Do you guys know what that is? Mm-mm, me neither.
Let's see.
Is that an Asian film?
It might be.
It is, yeah.
Zone of Interest is another one here. And then Anatomy of a Fall, which I don't know either. Shocking to me. Now, they do take 10. So, like, the ones that are in Best Picture, Musical, or Comedy, Barbie. Yes. Look, it was the biggest movie of the year, the highest grossing movie of the year. The Oscars are starting to lean towards that now, so I'm sure that will be in there for Barbie, right?
Right.
Poor Things, and that's your homegirl there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen that yet. American Fiction, don't know what that is. The Holdovers, don't know what that is. May, December, don't know what that is. And then Air. Air I loved, by the way.
May, December is kind of like a Mary Kay Letourneau meta movie inside a movie. Mary Kay Letourneau, that teacher that had sex with a 13-year-old Mexican boy, went to jail, came out.
Hey, Billy Falau was Filipino, I believe.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. He had a Mexican, he had a Cholo vibe.
He did.
Yes or no?
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So I apologize.
That's
to
fine.
All our Filipino and Mexican
We have
listeners.
A ton of them out there, yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of the vibe of that movie.
Hopefully they forgive you. We have a ton of them out there, you know. Yeah. A lot of people listen
or
to
or Mary Kay Letourneau fans. So sorry.
Yeah. Both. They got married in real life, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So,
and
I mean, it's a love story.
Well, they got divorced as well.
Oh, and she died on top of that?
Well, now she's dead, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
All the things the Oscars love right there. You know, different races, death, jail. B-Coops got nominated for Best Director. Man, Bradley. God, we did the show, 6 months ago?
I know,
we just said poor B-Coops here because you're up against Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer. I mean.
Again.
You just can't beat him for that. Greta Gerwig for Barbie. Sure. No. Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things. Don't know who that is.
Okay.
Martin Scorsese, Killers of a Flower Moon. You saw, look, again, you're the only one that saw it. Best Director, yes or no for Scorsese? Delco?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Okay. This might be his last movie ever, though, so maybe that's why they're doing it.
He already got his.
I think Nick Cage should get for Dream Scenario for that reason.
I'm glad you brought it up. So Cage gets nominated, and then he comes out and says, I'm only going to do 3 or 4 movies, and then I'm going to retire. That makes me sad.
It's a good way. He won't, but it's a good way
to get the award,
the statue. Yeah.
Okay. Screenplay: Barbie, Poor Things, Oppenheimer, Killers of the Flower Moon, Past Lives, Anatomy of a Fall. You got to go Oppenheimer on this one based on this category for sure. Writing a 3.5-hour script like that is two movies in one, and to make a movie
scene,
that quick, yeah.
And every scene is a page.
No.
I mean, it's fucking crazy. Like, all I could think watching it was like, this is brilliantly like written.
I agree. Oh shit. Nolan wrote it too? God.
He writes
damn,
all the shit.
Man.
Yeah, it's always a Nolan production.
Fuck.
Like, it's not
I didn't
like
know he did
a
both,
Nolan
though.
Film.
Wow, man. That guy's amazing. He's the best there is right now, right?
He's the current best
yes.
going. I mean,
yes.
I would still rank like Spielberg and Scorsese and stuff
yeah.
above him overall, but like he's
currently though it's Nolan.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. All right, best performance in a drama, B-Coops going against Cillian Murphy, and you're not going to win that one either.
Mm-mm.
Fucking A, bro.
Mm-mm.
God. He's this it's just a an off year. He should just push this down the road one more year, you know? Damn it, B-Coops. I feel bad. DiCaprio's in there. That Barry Keoghan guy who's kind of everywhere right now. I still don't know what he looks like in real life if he walked into the studio. A movie called Saltburn, which I don't know what
he'd
that
catch
is.
Catch your eye.
What's that?
I said he'd catch your eye.
Would he?
Yeah.
Why? He was, last time I saw him was, he was going to be the Joker.
He has a unique look, as many actors do.
Yes. He's like,
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He's
the English, Irish, Irish. Yeah. He's a very Irish.
Extremely Irish.
Boy. Yeah. He'd catch your eye.
He would catch. Yeah. That would be a weird one, definitely, if he rolled in here. For sure. And then we're heading on down to musical and comedy. Nick Cage is in that. Chalamet's in this for Wonka?
It's a musical.
Yeah.
They love musicals.
Oh, boy. Sorry. So the whole movie is a musical, Wonka?
Yeah. All They've right. been kind of disguising that fact, I think.
Yeah, man. I haven't gotten that vibe every time I've seen the trailer. And neither have the kids. Because they're showing a lot of Hugh Grant in this.
Yeah.
Who's funny as shit. Like, in all these weird trailers they've been popping up on, like, all the kids stuff that I watch with them. I'm going to have to go see the movie anyways because of the kids. But I'm all in for Hugh Grant just because he's fucking hilarious in this.
Yeah, and I'm all in for Hugh Grant doing interviews these days because he's just so over it.
Oh, he doesn't give a shit.
That it's awesome. I think recently they asked him, like, what does it mean for you to whatever? And he's like, a paycheck. That's what it means.
Yep.
Why else do you think I do? Do you know what I mean? Like, no, just for the love of getting on the green makeup and the white eyebrows. Like, he's so practical about it at this point in his career because he's just like, fuck it, fuck it.
Now, Joaquin Phoenix, this is an interesting one because it's for Bo is Afraid and it's not for Napoleon. Napoleon got nothing, by the way. Yeah, you guys end up
totally
seeing it for softcore history?
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't found time to see it yet.
Man,
it's this year's West Side Story, you know.
Sure,
but at this point, I'm almost like, do I wait for the 4-hour Apple cut?
Probably
because
why not?
You know what I'm getting? Yeah. I'm getting big Kingdom of Heaven vibes, which didn't do well in theaters, but everyone says the director's cut is one of Ridley Scott's best.
Yeah, that could be. And then De Niro, Killers of the Flower Moon. Is he good enough for that?
Yeah, he kind of went a little Gilbert Grape-ish.
Did he?
Did he go retarded?
No. He's talking about DiCaprio.
DiCaprio.
Oh.
But they're talking about De Niro.
De Niro. De Niro was also in Killers of the Flower Moon.
But De Niro. De Niro was De Niro.
Yeah, De Niro was just De Niro. He was just gangster.
Yeah. All right.
Same old. Sorry. I thought you said DiCaprio.
Gosling's in there. Look, I was all in on Gosling winning the Oscar. I think he might pull this off for supporting here.
Best supporting actor is loaded.
I think it's either him or Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Because he was really good in Oppenheimer.
He's fantastic.
And then Gosling was the only thing that I gave a shit about in Barbie whatsoever. Like, he crushed. He absolutely crushed. And then Mark Ruffalo, again, God damn it with this guy. Just get him out of my fucking face, dude, all the way around. He just keeps getting nominated over and over and over again. Yeah. That's all. It's nuts to me. And it's the same, hey, I got the wrong potato salad. It's the same thing every single time with that guy. I don't really get it. And then I was hoping to see a homegirl in this, Florence Pugh, and she's not in this.
From what?
She was in Oppenheimer.
Emily Blunt.
Oh, right.
Emily Blunt got it over her.
She was really barely in it, but yeah. In that movie, I know she was good, but in that movie, if you're going to choose one of the girls, right, that's going to be... Right?
You go with Emily Blunt or Florence Pugh?
Emily Blunt.
Yeah, I think probably. So, too. I think
she had a lot more to deal.
Yes, and a lot more of a nuanced...
She was exaggerated alcoholic.
And now the one I'm going to make you watch now, because we made fun of it the other night, was about the lesbian female swimmer, Naiad.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them got nominated.
Did they?
Yes, Jodie Foster and... your girl.
Well, they just have, they have a subscription, don't they? And they have to always get nominated.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fucking Meryl Streep got nominated for...
Those they have a subscription, all those.
For some bullshit. It was like a guest star on a TV show, and you're like, man.
Oh, was it Murders?
Yeah.
Only Murders?
Yeah.
Bob, did you watch that season?
Started, didn't finish.
Oh, She was so good.
By the way, so you're, because I know you love that show, Only Murders in the Building. Nominated for every single category. Steve Martin, Martin Short.
It's amazing.
The girl, mm-hmm. Selena Gomez. Yep. Streep.
She shouldn't have been, but whatever.
All of it. Yeah, Only Murders in the Building, Best Supporting Actress. Is she in the whole season?
Yeah.
Okay. And then everybody from Succession, obviously. That's a tough one. It's hilarious because three out of the five are literally dudes from Succession in their own category.
Yeah.
For Best Supporting, and it's like, all right, cool.
What about The Bear?
The Bear got nominated for everything, as always. Okay. And rightfully so. Shit, if you're going...
Well, it's not as always. It's only season two, no?
Yeah, I guess. I guess because of the Emmys and stuff, like, you see the same TV shows over and over again. Okay. Whereas movies, you don't really see it that much.
Is he nominated for comedy? Is that what The Bear is?
Yes. Yeah, because it's 30 minutes.
Doesn't make sense.
No, no.
The same way, honestly, I guess Succession's sort of a drama, but you...
It's the best dark comedy there is.
Yeah, it really is a comedy at its heart.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I love it, and I thought this season was even better than the last, so good for those guys all the way around. But the last thing in regards to this is they can't find a host. So they've offered it to everybody, and everyone has said no. And they've backed up the truck for this, so I don't know what they're going to do 3 weeks out, 4 weeks out from this. Chris Rock said no. All those guys said no. The only question I wonder is, did they offer it to Ricky Gervais? Because if you needed Ricky Gervais now more, I think you need him now more than ever this year. And this would be the perfect year for him because he doesn't give a fuck. And with all the strikes that just happened and all this other shit with AI, like, this would be the year. Golden Globes hasn't been on, in case you're forgot about it, in like 2 years. So they finally got it back. I would go all in for Ricky Gervais and let him go yard, but right now they don't have a host, and it's not on purpose. They made a bunch of offers, and nobody wants this gig. And then they added a category to try to rope people in here to watch it, which is cinematic and box office achievements.
Mm. Now look, this...
What? That's like having an award for who hit the most home runs in a season.
It sure is.
You know
do
that.
Do they not have an award for that?
No.
No, because you just know.
You just know who it is.
I mean, they do have an award for the batting title, kind of, but like, you don't. No
MVP, things like that. But I'll read it off to you here because this is super weird. You ready? And this is literally to try to get the most fucking famous people to show up who haven't seen the other bullshit that I mentioned. It's Barbie, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Which took kids to see that, didn't like it. John Wick Chapter 4 did good in the box office. Congratulations. Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1. What is that? The eighth Mission Impossible?
No, it's the first in the new series of Dead Reckoning, and it was really good.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, but now you get Tom Cruise
right
to show up. Oppenheimer, which Oppenheimer's already up for Best Picture. So what are you doing there? I don't really understand.
Because they have to make it legitimate, right? So you can't like just put Taylor Swift, which is who you want to give it to. So you can't just do that.
Because they nominated Taylor Swift.
That's
you
what
know
I'm
that,
saying.
Right?
So you can't do that. You have to make it legitimate. Like, well, but also this one, you know.
So the concert movie by Taylor Swift is also nominated in hopes of getting Taylor Swift to show up to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Super Mario Brothers, the movie, is also nominated.
I didn't know that did so well.
It destroyed, and I can't figure it out for the life of me. Those are the worst voices in cartoon history.
It was timing, I think, as far as nothing being out, kids wanting to go.
Yeah, so the Chiefs are playing the Chargers on January 7th, which is when the Golden Globes airs, so Taylor's not fucking coming.
Oh, that's right. Is it on a Monday night?
Or to the Chiefs game? Yeah, Sunday. You're damn right. She's going to the Golden Globes.
Well, if they
some
keep
things
losing,
are more important than football.
If they keep losing, we'll see. Well, the ratings are more important to Taylor, and she's going to want to be at that Chiefs game.
Yeah, a time has not been announced for the game yet, but it's Sunday.
Oh, she might be able to do both. If she does that, could you imagine the press behind that? If she pulls a Dion from the Braves to the Falcons?
Yeah, I guess they're playing in L.A.
Yeah. Oh, they are?
Yeah,
you're
kidding. It's Chiefs at Chargers.
You're kidding.
So shit.
Take your little,
you know they looked at that schedule, dude.
Take you a little helicopter.
Her and Travis Travis plays and goes to the Golden Globes with on Taylor's arm.
What if he loses?
That is
though?
That is the
They're
best.
They're not going to lose the Chargers.
You're only 25 minutes away on a Sunday. Well, no traffic from the Golden Globes. She'll be at both.
That's the best possible case scenario, is that she shows up for
Wait,
them.
Can I take it a step further?
Oh, yeah.
Put it on the 4 o'clock game. Ends at 7, immediately rolls into the Golden Globes, and then boom, she's there. Because by the time they announce this category, it yeah. won't be towards the end.
Well, you
so.
Want, do you want her on the red carpet, though? You might need to make it a noon game.
Ooh.
Does Travis Kelce show up?
Travis is going wherever she's going. I mean,
let's... Yeah, no, but oh, is he...
After the game?
After the game, red carpet?
Could
maybe
you
still
imagine,
in the gear?
Dude? Holy shit.
Roger
got...
Goodell would probably put a gun in his mouth and be like, you're going
yeah.
to the fucking
yeah.
game.
You're going to the yeah. Golden Globes, bro. Holy shit, that's so wild. Look at that. Spider-Man Across the Universe. So my gripe with Mario Brothers was Chris Pratt didn't even attempt the voice. Same with Garfield. I just watched the Garfield trailer with the kids the other night. Mm-hmm. Didn't bother. He's just like, yeah, you know, I'm good enough as just Chris Pratt. I don't need to do a Garfield voice.
It's still not as funny as why Bill Murray did Garfield. Have you ever heard that story?
Mm-hmm. For the money?
No. Well, no, there was another reason why he says he did it.
Why?
It was written by Ethan Coen.
Okay.
He thought it was written by Ethan Coen.
No way.
And he was going to be in a Coen Brothers movie.
Well, I know he got $8 million.
I think I heard that on Willie Geist, yeah.
I know he got $8 million and he only worked 2 days on that fucking thing.
Yeah.
And to get him to do the sequel, he's like, look, you're going to have to double that, Holmes. And he still worked 2 days and got the money. But yeah, if you're doing it, because the animation looked great in it, why not back up the truck and get Bill Murray? I don't really understand. But fuck it. What?
That's awesome. Bill Murray would not have done it.
If it wasn't Ethan Coen?
Yeah.
If he didn't get Eaton and Ethan Coen confused.
Yeah, yeah. If he didn't have an old school voicemail where like he couldn't really understand who it was.
Yeah. Bob, do you know that story?
Yeah, you can only reach him by like a weird fucking phone number that he might
yep.
listen to
and
the
voicemail. And you listen to
on.
A voicemail, yeah, and you never know when he's going to listen to it and get back to you.
No, so we...
Or not get back to
we
you.
We got it through our casting director, and I was like, is this real? And he goes, it's real. Leave a voicemail. And it was a calling service in Chicago, Illinois. So you called and you just leave this fucking voicemail and that's it. God knows how many voicemails that guy's got, obviously. But it's still hilarious. It's like Dolly Parton only using a fax machine. That's the only way to get a hold of her is to fax her.
At least that's like, okay, you just, you know, you sit down with a stack of papers instead of like listening to each. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I would rather be faxed.
Yeah, so you can just like grab all the papers, go sit outside, whatever.
Yeah.
Have a glass of wine and read all the shit as opposed to like sitting and like getting through everyone's like, oh, hey, it's crazy, I know. And I'm on your voicemail, like all of that until they finally get to the point, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would.
Yeah.
I'd fax.
Did you get a crime corner here today, James? What do you guys got? You guys are yes, always working
yeah, we
on
do.
Something weird, and I'm never allowed to see it.
Yeah.
Crime Corner.
Crime Corner. Interesting. Gervais is up for stand-up comedy.
He is.
Yeah, so. Okay. So this one actually came through the wire. By wire, I mean Bob texting me stories.
That's the wire.
Because that's the wire
for sure.
He's the one that comes up with this. But it was literally right after we finished the show. And I was like, damn. So, saved it for today.
Yeah.
Lots of different layers, lots of fun stuff to get into. But disgraced Oklahoma sheriff David DeWitt, 51, is arrested for battering sex toy shop worker who stepped in when he attacked his partner for trying to buy a fake penis that was bigger than his.
Oh.
So it was like the store owner got in between a domestic dispute inside the sex toy shop.
Yeah.
And he beat the worker to a pulp.
And he's a sheriff.
He was a sheriff.
Was a sheriff. Disgraced.
Yeah.
Love to know why. Probably domestic violence.
Did he beat him with the fucking dildo?
With the dildo that was big. I don't think he wanted to touch the dildo that was bigger than him.
No sex toys, I think, were harmed in this fight. but it really was just like kind of a, now I don't know if they went together, Bob, or if he kind of like drove up. You
Do
know
we
what
got
I
a
mean?
Pick of this guy, Bob?
Yeah, yeah. Here's the gentleman in question who has who got
bloodshot
penis.
Eyes. It looks like he's had some drinks. Yeah.
Penis
if
envy
you could
from a
cast like a disgraced sheriff because domestic violence that like that.
That's a good guy. One. That's a good one from Central Casting.
AI could have made this picture exactly the same way, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, Bob, we don't know if he rolled up on the scene or
no, he was there. They were there shopping.
Oh,
together, so getting you know, just intimate toys. Should have gone to adamandeve.com, but you know,
exactly. Obviously. Promo code Drinking Bros. Yeah, 50% off.
That's their
shipping.
First mistake, yeah. Right? No one's going to intervene.
I know. No one's going to step into the fight. Yeah.
So she was buying a fake penis. So what I think that means is it wasn't just like your purple dildo, like it was a real looking cock. Like we see those all the time.
Okay.
We do,
yeah.
And it was bigger than him. And he acted like he was about to backhand the woman for it. Her picking out a penis.
Okay.
Bigger than
his. Yeah.
The guy stepped in.
So we don't know. He didn't actually hit. He was like scaring or, you know what I mean? Because he'd already hit before. So once you hit, all you have to do the next time is put the hand up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's already gone through the process of scaring her, right? So now he just puts the hand up. She's scared.
Mm-hmm.
The guy working behind the counter decides he's going to be a hero.
Yes. They were arguing. It was almost midnight. So they were like going drive through dildo to go home and.
Right. Well, like they had been out drinking, whatever. Then they're like, oh, it's up there.
Bob, they got a name of this place. It's called Christie's Toy Box.
Yeah. It looks exactly like what you think a Oklahoma City sex toy shop be like.
That's nice though. That sign's expensive. Bob, is that on screen right now? People don't realize that's kind of costly right there. That's about an $1,800 sign.
Mm-hmm. And that's the base level. Yeah.
I mean, they're probably having a fun night. You go to the Love's gas station, grab a six pack.
Lube up. Yes. Get a 12-pack of Hard AF seltzer and then grab a dildo there.
Yeah. So they were arguing whatever, and he kept saying like something with the woman always wanting something. And he allegedly raised his hands many times, being like, I'm about to one more.
Right.
You pick up one more dildo, Alice, to the moon.
Yeah. And, classic.
Right. We've all seen it.
Who among us?
Right. And then finally the guy stepped in, or he allegedly told the woman she didn't need a fake penis, saying it was bigger than mine. And the guy stepped in after he raised his hand again. The clerk stepped in and the guy goes, fuck you, I'm a cop.
Yeah.
Definitely don't say that before you're just going to beat a civilian.
The clerk did say, dude, get the fuck out of my face. So I can see that in the transcripts right there.
Right.
So he was asking for it.
They did eventually settle on a large battery-operated sex toy.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah. So even after... Okay.
Good. Good for them.
This was before the clerk got beat bloody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So DeWitt got angry. And like the clerk was like, do you need a battery for the toy? And DeWitt was like, what the fuck, dude? You got to ask that. You know, before we test it out, you
fuck
know?
Yeah.
What the fuck you say to me, fat boy, right? Yeah, is what he said.
Yep.
Love this guy.
Yeah.
He's so rad.
He just came behind. Then he came behind the counter after the clerk was like, dude, get the fuck out of my face. Just beat the shit out of the clerk. Then he threw a bucket full of binkies, I guess, or suckers. I don't know what the fuck they are.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, a little binky sucker.
Oh, Lord.
Dude.
Yeah.
You know? You never know when you're going to be in the mood. Yeah, a little passy right when you're banging there. That's
he allegedly
nice.
Told the store clerk, call the fucking cops. I'm an officer of the law. You don't fucking assault me. I can have you arrested, jailed to where you never get out. And by the way, scary. He may still be able to, right? Like, but right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So oh my god, he sped off.
Can wait. You're missing a huge detail here, Bob.
Which
and
one?
I've got to point this out. He sped off, and he had a vanity plate. Pause it right there.
Yeah.
That read Invicta, meaning undefeatable in Latin, and that was his vanity plate on his car.
AI created this guy.
Undefeated, He's undefeated at domestic violence. I love
it.
Yeah,
he's undefeated against any woman that he's dated.
It's great.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's That's great. Really great.
27-0 entering the ring.
And new heavyweight champion of the world. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Big fan of this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
been at the sheriff's office for 6 years. Now he's declined comment there with a local reporter.
This is his boss, I guess.
That's his boss. Yeah.
Sheriff Booth. And you know, there's a relation to John Wilkes.
Yeah. Oh, Booth. Mm, mm-mm.
So look, would you get jealous if your lady's picking out a gigantic dildo? Probably. But you know, that's probably something you take back to the car. Maybe have a private convo about that and maybe not whip it around, you know? What?
Mm. Yeah.
What? Would you not be?
What? Jealous?
Yeah. Like, what if you saw, you know, you're in there and somebody's buying a huge rubber ass to fuck, you know? Mm-hmm. That was bigger than your ass. Would you be like, well, what the fuck? My ass isn't good enough, you know?
Well, I would say, well, what the fuck? It's not big enough. To which I would say, thank you. you know, that's just what you wanted to do as long as we're doing stuff together, right?
A huge dildo, though, like a massive dildo, like that would be a tough one to overcome where you're like, all right, can a massive dildo even fit inside you?
Right.
There's a lot of questions behind that.
I think if it was just like a bigger one than me, I'd be like, all right, whatever. But if it was like a fucking
huge
hammer,
I'd be
like, what do you need?
Yes,
because now I feel like I'm not doing anything.
No, you're right.
Yeah. So that's the fair. Tough one there. That's probably when he lost his shit.
So I think what I hear you guys saying is that he's justified in doing all of this.
Okay, yeah, and, okay. And the guy did tell him to go fuck himself. So
yeah, those are fighting words.
You're going to tell an officer of the law with a huge...
to get out of your face.
...black dildo in his hand to get the fuck out of your face. Yeah, you're probably going to get a beat down for it.
Right.
So, you know, it says when they found... when the cops arrived, the guy was battered and bloody. Yeah, obviously, man. You start talking shit. Wife or girlfriend's got a huge fucking dildo in her hand. There's a lot of things going on there mentally.
I think it was three people with, you know, like stuff going on in their lives besides that. And I think it all just came to a head there. And really, they weren't fighting with each other, they were fighting their own insecurities, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or they're like whatever stresses of the day, and they kind of wanted to. They almost like facilitated the perfect situation to be like, I wish someone would fucking come at me because I need to punch somebody. Right?
Especially for the sheriff, because then you turn to your girlfriend, you're like, your dildo do that? Can you fucking
eight-foot
dildo?
So
do
it's
that?
Just like there was other things going on with all of them, even the clerk.
Yeah.
You really want to get involved? I mean, you work at a sex... Are you trying to tell me that's the, like, worst you've seen?
A sex toy shop next to a truck stop.
Yeah, like, you've probably seen worse and, like, stayed out of it. So, that day, you also wanted to fight, right?
It looks like a nice shop, though, and I feel bad for the owner of it.
I'm just saying, when your primary clientele is lot lizards...
Mm-hmm.
There might be
a couple incidents.
Yeah, go to if you're in the area, head on over to Christie's Toy Box and support her. It's right behind the Love's gas station there. Which look, you could fill up and then go grab a jackrabbit or whatever, and then kind of you know, bounce with a twisted tee or something. And
what's a jackrabbit?
It's a vibrator.
Oh, the rabbit. Yeah, it's not the jackrabbit. Nobody wants a jackrabbit.
No. No, nobody wants the jackrabbit. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, for sure.
Nobody wants the squirrel.
Don't know. Don't know on that one. But, you know, I would imagine a jackrabbit's a type of a vibrator, don't you think?
No, I think it's just called the rabbit.
I think you've seen the fast ones. Let's go, Bob. We'll end the show with this. What do you think? Jackrabbit dildo? I'm going to say yes.
Adam and Eve, jackrabbit vibrators.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I don't know. Sorry, what do I know?
Look at this, dude. Look at this. Just walking off like Kobe scoring 80 against the Raptors.
Actually, I don't think they're just called rabbit, but they had jackrabbit as a searchable term because people get it wrong.
Oh, because people get it wrong. Got it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it is just called the rabbit?
Yeah. You know, they got different
ones. So then
ones.
Do I go?
Wet
I don't
rabbit.
Know. Do I go like this?
You get a point.
Yeah, you get a point. Okay. You get a point for sure. You want to give her the thing? Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
There you go.
Warming start rabbit.
That's what it's there for. That's what it's there for. That cactus warming one looks uncomfortable.
Warming rabbit?
Yeah, you're
warming. You did that on purpose.
We can't show these on screen anymore, Bob. I found out we got dinged via YouTube. Oh, I hate YouTube so much.
What about the one?
Oh, there's an actual rabbit.
What if
head.
The one?
What's
you
that
can
one
show
called?
The one that just looks like a rabbit.
This
no?
could be a child's toy for
yeah.
all we know.
Oof. Yeah.
Mini rabbit virus. I don't know where you put what here, really, but.
Yeah.
Both holes.
I'm not usually confused.
Yeah. You probably go both holes with that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for
which
sure.
is the deal with the rabbit anyways, yeah. but I was like, those are very close together.
That's nice. And Christmas is just around the corner. And if you are looking for a gift for that special someone, adamandeve.com's got you covered there. 50% off, promo code Drinking Bros, and free shipping. One item, though. That's it. You just get one. Great stocking stuffer. Wouldn't do it in front of the kids. Nobody wants to see mom or grandma pull out a fucking huge dildo out of their stocking on Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe save that for some private time later on in the evening after everybody's gone to sleep and enjoyed their toys. And then you can enjoy yours, your adult toys. All right? Fun show today, kids. We'll be live with Drinking Bros Podcast here in about 20 minutes on Patreon. If you're not over there, subscribe. Do you guys have a Crime Corner coming out over there this week?
Yes, right?
I don't know, Joel.
We have Crime Corner this Friday?
Yeah.
Coming out, though?
Do it. Do you
maybe
have one coming out on Friday?
Let's put the drunken one out Friday.
Yeah, do that one. Do that one for the people.
The one we have in the can?
Yeah, do it for the people. All right? People want it. They want the Crime Corner. All I want is your reviews. Just head on over to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, Spotify. That's it, dude. Just a 5-star, and you can walk away. You get calls from them, too. Spotify called Drinker Bros, and they were like, oh, yeah, the reviews are amazing. Yeah, it's like, yep. So you get extra shit, and they'll bump up your show on algorithms and all that stuff. YouTube, like, we haven't gained a fucking subscriber in, what, a good 3 months over there? So, yeah, dude, go make the fucking reviews. All right? We love you. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.
We'll be right back.